Sadiqua Reynolds is a former judge, head of the Louisville chapter of the Urban League. And when you visit Louisville, she is the person everyone says you've got to talk with. At this protest over police violence, as college students speak and cheer, she's kind of playing the role of coach.
They put me in charge of keeping their stuff.
She's handing out masks, making sure the teenagers get in front of the news media.
I'm proud of these young people for doing what they need to do. And I'm proud of those in my generation, the 40-somethings, and I see some men over there that are here to protect them. And I'm just honored to be here and to hear them sing, to watch their pain, to see them get a little tearful when they're trying to talk. You have to be proud of these young people.
Louisville has been a center of protests after police shot and killed Breonna Taylor in March. A lot has happened in this city since then. Last Thursday night, 7 people were shot and injured during protests. Sadiqua Reynolds was there.
Here we have a young black man who is shot. He's at a protest protesting police. The ambulance didn't get there fast enough, so police load him into the police car to get him to the hospital. That's the complication of our existence.
And on Monday, tensions ran high after law enforcement killed a beloved barbecue chef named David McAtee. When they wouldn't remove his body for more than 12 hours, Sadiqua Reynolds was there too. So I sat down with this community leader to talk about her city and the big picture of what black people in Louisville are going through right now, from COVID-19 to an economic collapse to this wave of demonstrations.
Well, I think everybody understands very clearly that our community is overrepresented as it relates to essential workers. So a community full of people who don't have the option of working at home, people who have to think about feeding their children all day long when schools close. What people need to understand about this pandemic is people who were suffering already just suffered more. And I don't think we can talk about enough the stress of being poor and then having to manage all of these other things in the process of it.
And so when we see people in Louisville and other cities marching against police violence, is it about more than police violence? Should we be considering all these other factors, even if they aren't on the posters that people are carrying?
It is always about more than police violence. If you think about the jobs that we have been pushed down and relegated to, if you think about these folks that we are now celebrating as essential workers and how much money they actually make, look at the justice system and how disproportionately we are touched by the justice system, how over-policed our communities are. We know our police department can do better because we've seen them do better. They do better in white communities. They had a man shoot 2 people in broad daylight at Kroger, and they walked him into jail. But in our community, we keep ending up in body bags. These protests erupting across the country are changing the way the criminal justice system has to respond. So while I understand it is a terrible inconvenience for some people that there would be protesters out in the streets, but imagine day after day, over and over, suffering and watching people be hurt and die.
It sounds like you think the protests are having a positive impact, like they're working.
Yeah.
You're not disillusioned.
Although I am the president of the Louisville Urban League, and it is my deepest desire to change people's hearts, actually, that's not my priority. My priority is to change behavior. My priority is to make sure we change policy so that we can change outcomes. I am absolutely in pursuit of trying to change the world in my own little way.
I want to hear more about where you see the positive impact of the protests, because many people look at the coverage of the protests and what they see is tear gas and rubber bullets and smashed windows.
Mm-hmm. The positive part of the protest, first of all, is the peacefulness of it. The vast majority of these protests have been very peaceful. Peace doesn't really make the news all the time, though. So people have to understand that if you're not there, you might not know, you might not get the sense of that. The other thing is that the crowds are very diverse. All of it. I mean, we have so many people. You just think if these folks could be in charge of the world would be different. I mean, there is a movement in our country. People want to see something different. So that is so encouraging for me.
That's Sadiqua Reynolds, president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League.